Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 21st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. ALDH2/EIF3E interaction modulates protein translation critical for cardiomyocyte ferroptosis in acute myocardial ischemia injury. This study identified an interaction between acetaldehyde dehydrogenase 2, ALDH2, and eukaryotic initiation factor 3 subunit E, EIF3E, that critically modulates protein translation in cardiomyocytes. This interaction plays a significant role in ferroptosis, an iron-dependent form of regulated cell death caused by lipid peroxidation, observed in acute myocardial ischemia injury. The research reveals how the Glu504-Lys polymorphism of ALDH2, which affects a substantial portion of East Asians, influences this mechanism and contributes to increased risk. Understanding this molecular pathway provides a novel therapeutic target for preventing or mitigating acute myocardial infarction. Article number 2. Hypercontractility and oxidative stress drive, creatine kinase dysfunction, and hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This study investigated the underlying mechanisms of myocardial energy depletion in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM, a condition characterized by left ventricular hypertrophy and hypercontractility. The research discovered that hypercontractility and subsequent oxidative stress drive dysfunction of creatine kinase, CK, a key enzyme in cardiac energy homeostasis. This CK dysfunction exacerbates the energetic mismatch in HCM, where energy consumption surpasses production. These findings pinpoint specific targets for intervention, suggesting that strategies aimed at reducing hypercontractility, oxidative stress, or enhancing CK activity could improve cardiac energetics in HCM patients. Article number 3. Potential pool of cardiothoracic organs from donors with HIV. This study quantified the potential supply of cardiothoracic organs available from human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, positive donors for HIV-positive recipients, leveraging recent modifications to HOPE, Human Organ for Life, research guidelines. Using SRTR, Scientific Registry of Transplant Recipients data, the researchers identified a substantial pool of HIV-positive donors suitable for heart and lung transplantation. This research demonstrates the expanded eligibility criteria now allow cardiothoracic programs to participate in HOPE Act transplantation. These findings highlight a significant breakthrough in expanding access to life-saving organs for HIV-positive individuals, potentially reducing transplant waitlist mortality. Article number 4. Outcomes of BK in simultaneous heart-kidney transplant, a three-center experience. This retrospective multicenter study assessed the prevalence and outcomes of BK polyomavirus deoxyribonucleic acidemia, DNAemia, and BK polyomavirus DNAemia-associated nephropathy in simultaneous heart-kidney transplant recipients. Analyzing data from January 2005 to June 2022, the research provided crucial insights into the rates of BK polyomavirus infection in this specific patient population, where information has been limited. The findings help establish risk profiles and inform management strategies for BK polyomavirus infection, potentially improving long-term kidney and patient survival following simultaneous heart-kidney transplantation. Article number 5. Comparative analysis of recurrence rates following various cessation strategies for rilonacept in recurrent pericarditis. This retrospective cohort study, conducted at a specialized pericardial disease center, aimed to evaluate long-term outcomes and recurrence rates after various rilonacept RI cessation strategies in adults with recurrent pericarditis, RP refractory to first-line therapies. RI, an interleukin IL-1 alpha/beta cytokine trap, has been associated with high RP recurrence rates upon discontinuation after 18 months. The study sought to propose preliminary strategies for safe RI withdrawal, providing critical data to optimize treatment duration and minimize relapse for patients managing chronic RP. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.